Hermeneutics. A vital part of biblical hermeneutics is an understanding of genre. One genre we find in scripture is poetry. Poetry relies on imaginative and figurative language to expand on a theme, examine emotions, and reflect on who God is and what He has done. God's timeless truth is written down by biographers and artists alike. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is... Jimmy, what's the name of the program?
This is Wretched Radio.
You must be taking lion's mane. Please send stuff to 877-282-2. What's a lion's mane vitamin? Is that the maker?
No.
That sounds legit. If a medicine is going to be legit, it has to be a word like sclerobob or some dopey sort. Lion's mane. Manufactured... somewhere outside of the United States. I'm glad it's working for you. I'm glad it's working. A Bigfoot hair is really powerful too. Good stuff. That 877-282-2337. Hey, if you're at the internet machine, could you please go over to fortisinstitute.org? You will notice we've got a matching gift going on. It's year end. You know the importance of that for ministries. If you have supported us financially in the past, super grateful. Would invite you to consider doing that again if you can. And if you never have, maybe this year would be the year. You can double your impact because it's a matching gift, dollar for dollar. And this is the time of year where ministries really do rely on the generosity of God's people, which I have been persuaded of over the years is a truism that was uttered from the lips of one Phil Johnson. By the way, Phil Johnson, did you see his arm?
No.
Oh, it's like Darlene has been beating him with a shovel. It was nasty business. Okay, so Phil Johnson, you know, grace to you, Phil. He's got to get a bone. In fact, he might be going through it now, his bone marrow transplant. So basically, they just have to bring like everything way down on him and all of the different and blood thinners. And apparently, the guy who was trying to put the IV into him or the needle into him couldn't find a vein.
Oh, it was his first day.
Oh. And his entire arm, not just around the area, his entire, like from fingertip to shoulder, purple.
Ooh.
And thanks, Phil. Thanks for taking a picture and sending it. Really, really appreciate it. I think we all needed to see what your arm looked like. I understand that he's going through it. And so it's going pretty much according to the plan. That is, he would have to go through this, get the bone marrow transplant, and then... we got Phil Johnson for another decade or so, which we would praise God for. Now, he's using the traditional medicine is what he's using to do that. If he also said that he's taking monkey knuckles, I'd be like, okay, long as they're safe. Just remember, it's God who does the healing. 877-282-2337.
You know, I need to text him and thank him for my Christmas present.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the study Bible he sent me.
He sent me two and he didn't give me any sort of notes, so I think it was at my discretion. So
I might not need.
Oh, you know what happened to my Bible?
What's that?
It was two nights ago. My Bible on my nightstand. I go to read my Bible. It's done. It's not just the cover is like kind of like, oh, it's kind of tearing or it's not as secure. No, it's off. It's just off. So I either need to get it. So I might be using the Legacy Standard Bible, but I got to tell you, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I am so connected to the NASB.
It's not so different. I'm telling you, it's not so different.
Well, don't shame me. What do you pitch? A pitch man now for the Legacy Standard Bible? You getting some sort of cut on that, but Mr. Lion's Mane?
No, but me, you and I are cut for the same cloth when it comes to the NASB. I love the NASB 95. But when I started reading the LSB, it's just not that much difference.
Okay. Then maybe I'll grab the other copy. It's a hardcover. So we'll give that a go. But my Bible fell apart. You know, one of the things that I understand the LSB does is it distinguishes between God's proper name, Yahweh, mm-hmm. and Lord, like that's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's Yahweh. Right. When you see that in your Bible, capital L, small O-R-D, that would be Adonai. That apparently, does the LASB,
you can call it that.
Whatever, all the initials floating around Bibles these days. As long as it's not the Gen Z Bible or the Message Bible or the Passion Bible. But do they make that distinction for you?
I believe so. I know they the Yahweh, yes, for sure.
In our Bible study, Pastor Mike is taking us through the theology of David through the Psalms, and he's really good at pointing out when it's Yahweh and when it's Lord. I'm doing this from memory, so if this is not quite exactly right, forgive me, but it's to make a point. I think it's in Psalm 32 when we did 51 and 32. Those are the two repentant Psalms. David initially, he's talking about how he's broken and he's heavy and he feels so separated from whom? Adonai, capital L, small O-R-D, more of a title. But when David describes being forgiven and for having his conscience cleansed, he thanks Yahweh, capital, 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 because that's a personal name. That's a name of immanence. And that comes out when you remember that the word Lord, sometimes it's Lord, sometimes it's Lord. And the only way that you can understand that is by understanding the system or by going to the original languages or apparently by getting the Legacy Standard Bible available now at jimmyhicks.com/lionsmane. What that would be.
I need to get my own branded.
Am I beating this to death pretty much?
Yes, you are. That's okay.
Lions. Jimmy's taking Lion's Mane. And he mocks me off the air because I think some of that stuff that they do in Eastern medicine is actually valid.
Did not mock you.
You did too. I know mocking. It's a specialty. I know mocking, and you were mocking me.
Okay.
Because some of that stuff, I just think it can work. All right, people. Now, I don't know if this trend is going to continue. I don't know a scientific study, but the athletes who put cups, they I think it's called cupping, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, what's that? Did that go through the FDA?
But I think that works.
Oh, my point exactly. I'm waiting.
You ain't apologize.
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Alex. Todd, I have a conundrum. My roommate plays video games all the time, and it drives me crazy. At least 2 hours a day. Oof. He holds a full-time job. He's a great guy. We get along really good, but I'm finding a root of bitterness towards him in my heart. What should I do?
Got two issues going on. Oh, he was going to give the option?
He was just saying, do I talk to him about it or how do I check my heart?
But you need to do both. Hmm. But before you talk to him, you need to check your heart. That's crucial. I think last Sunday when we were talking about church discipline in the sermon at alpharettabiblechurch.org, we talked about a heart test. I think I had 10 things that you need to examine about yourself before you go. For instance, log removal. You got to examine your heart. You've got to ask yourself, what am I doing this for? Why does this concern me? You do some heart examination, because if your heart is not ready, you are not ready to talk to anybody. You can't. You're just not ready. You must have a prepared heart. Read 1 Corinthians, the first 8-10 verses. They're shocking. The church at Corinth was, whew, what a scene that was. You've got a man sleeping with his father's wife. You've got cliques. I'm a Paul. I'm of Apollos. So you had these factions going on. You had a messed up church. And listen to how Paul begins his letter to the saints at Corinth. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. You guys, you're doing so good. He identified good things. He could be complimentary. That's how he started. Then he moved into corrective. And that's what we should do too. So prepare your heart. Ask yourself, what's the issue? Is he sinning? What is the issue? Then think it through. You might also want to prepare bullet point what it is you want to talk to him about. So for instance, I don't think video games innately have to be sinful. I think those violent, horrible games, I think they actually are sinful. I think that is demonstrating such a low view of Imago Dei. I don't think that a Christian should be participating in those shoot 'em up bang. I killed 74 people. Okay. Congratulations on that. But you got to ask yourself the question, is the game that they're playing sinful? Well, then that's one sort of corrective, isn't it? It's calling them to repentance. But maybe it's that they're frittering away their time. Now, you could say, I think that you're sinfully using your time, or you could do it in an encouraging way. I think that you could be growing even more as a godly man. I see all these things about you. All of these good, that you're holding a job, you're never late for rent, you're nice to people when we're out in public. But dude, I'm just thinking, if you cut that back or cut it off completely, and spent more time growing in godliness by reading the Bible, listening to sermons, serving at church, fellowshipping. Whoa. Or just even, if it's even a spiritual endeavor, just a knowledge in it, putting stuff into your brain that could make you even smarter than I see that you already are. And that conversation can be had. If it's a sin and it's ongoing, it should be had. That's one of the things that you need to consider. Is this an ongoing thing? It appears that it is. Is it a sinful thing, or is it just something you want to help them with? Consider all of those things, prepare your heart, then choose to go or not. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know how everybody's always trying to sell you something? This is different. We're actually giving away more content than most ministries charge for. The Fortis Plus app, daily videos, podcasts, director's cuts, news, completely free. All of this happens because of gospel partners just like you. Our gospel partners are the ones that get it. They see what we're doing, standing firm on biblical truth, strengthening churches, and helping people think biblically about everything going on in our upside down world. And that's why we want to ask you, if you're not already a gospel partner, we would love for you to join us. Maybe you've been listening for a while, and maybe you're thinking someone should help keep this going. Well, that someone could be you. Would you pray about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Just head over to FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org, and get all of the answers to all of the questions you likely have about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched to discover a Christian college that is biblical, that offers all of the academic excellence you desire: sports, athletics, arts, communication, all of the activities of, you know, a secular university without the, you know, secular parts. Please consider the Masters University online, or of course, on-campus learning, undergrad, master's, and doctoral programs. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. Masters.edu/wretched.
Hey, do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? Well, your money can. That's right. Thanks to a $500,000 matching grant, every dollar you give to Fortis Institute is literally having an identity crisis. It thinks it's $2. And who are we to argue with confused currency? And I know what you're thinking. It sounds like one of those too-good-to-be-true deals. But I promise there is no fine print, no while supplies last, and definitely no purchase of additional items required. Just straight-up dollar-for-dollar matching. Here's the deal. You gift $100, it becomes $200. Gift $500, it transforms into $1,000 faster than you can say tax-deductible donation. And if you're feeling really generous, $5,000 becomes $10,000. But unlike those infomercial offers that run every other week, this one, it really does have an expiration date, December 31st. That's when this magical money-multiplying moment ends. Just visit FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org. In a world where everything seems to be getting smaller, isn't it nice to see your impact getting bigger? FortisInstitute.org.
Attributes of God. The Bible tells us of God's goodness. God does not measure up to an external standard of goodness. He is the standard. Because everything God does is, by definition, good, we can trust that God will do what is right in every situation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, Jimmy. This is Wretched Radio. You send me the link to your lion's mane.
That's right.
Dude, it's spelled M-A-I-N.
No, it's not. Is it?
Honey, you're trusting? You're putting this stuff into your body to help your memory?
Is it really?
And I'm looking. Okay, at Amazon, it tells me I can. Oh, here's one. Lion's mane, spelled like the state, M-A-I-N-E. Dude, whatever. Please send whatever you would like to idea@wretched.org, and you can text 877-282-2337.
Here, this is from Tyler. Todd, I do hold the position that Christians should not read or watch Harry Potter or things like it. But how should we react when we spot these things in pastors' or elders' homes? Is this just a different theological position, or is there indwelling sin?
Well, I couldn't possibly know, nor can you. So you would need to ask the source. And I feel pretty strongly about the Harry Potter thing, but I have to put it under gray area. I do. I don't think that I have enough of an explicit text case to be made to say that anything that has to do with witchcraft, divination, or sorcery is totally, in any way, shape, or form, forbidden. Can't do it. I think I can build a pretty strong case, but I can't cross the line and make a law where there is no law, much as I would like to. So when I see somebody who's into the Harry Potter, I just go, maybe they haven't considered it. Maybe they haven't thought it through. Maybe nobody's ever brought it to their attention. How important. There's so many things to consider when we approach a brother or sister on something like this. For instance, now this, you go into your pastor's home, and on the kid's bookshelf, you see the Harry Potter. Is that a sign that you're dealing with a heretic? No. Furthermore, before I would even think about bringing it up, I'd want to do all kinds of considerations. I'd want to ask a whole lot of questions. I'd want to make sure my heart is correct. Do the kids even read it anymore? Then if they're not, why am I going to bring it up? Why am I going to go pick that scab? So use wisdom in these things. If you have a concern, if you see in some way, shape, or form that his love for Harry Potter is manifesting itself in ministry, then of course you can and should bring it up. Do it as if you are dealing with a father. That's 1 Timothy 5. You need to lovingly bring it to him. Start with a bunch of compliments. Be Pauline in that regard. Ask questions and then make your case if you think that it's needed. But remember your goal too. Remember your goal. And sometimes when we really think about what it is that we're after, we realize this isn't something worth going after. Now, I'm separating from the Harry Potter thing for just a moment, but there can be something about a church member that just bugs you. And you're thinking, I got to talk to this person. Well, okay, why? Is it to confront them in a sin? Well, no, it's not exactly a sin. Oh, then why are you going? Here's a rule that I think is helpful. And I was going to work on this to make it super pithy, but here we go. When somebody you love does something annoying, they don't need to change. You do. We overlook. We let it go. We don't get bugged because somebody does something non-sinful. Now, does that mean you can't lovingly say to your wife, honey, just a reminder to close those cabinets? Yeah, you can do that. Because you don't want the lion's mane to go stale from being in the sunlight or something like that. Can you? Sure, you can do that. But those things, I think God providentially puts in our path to grow us. That I don't get agitated at that. That it doesn't bug me. Marriage is such a revealer of just how wicked we can be. And I'll sell it. I'm thinking about Brad Bigney's podcast. I think we played a little snippet of it about a week or two ago. Thrive. You can find it at fortisplus.org, fortisplus.org. Please consider your in giving if you'd be so kind. Matching gift, all that stuff. At Fortis Plus, you can get his podcast, all the other fellows, free podcasts. And by the way, we've got free plans coming up here in 2025, which would perhaps be an encouragement to you to consider supporting us in 2024. We got big plans. to reach a lot of people with a lot of really good stuff. We could use your partnership in that regard. FortisInstitute.org, or if you go to FortisPlus.org, you can start listening to Thrive with Brad Bigney. And he was talking about how before he got married, he pretty much thought he was the bee's knees. He thought, man, I got it going on. And then I got married. And wow, did a lot of stuff come out of me that I didn't know was inside of there, because that's what marriage does. It's a school of character. It reveals what is already in there. It pulls it out. And so often, I don't know what the percentage, what was that? I just squeaked. I don't know. What was?
You need some lion's mane.
Boy, it fixes everything, apparently. Why? Wait a second. I'm getting a word. I am getting a word. Yeah, no, it's really clear. Yeah, I got a gullible would be the word. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'll bet it's more than half of the things that annoy you in your home shouldn't, because they're not sins. If I'm thinking Christianly constantly, I'm thinking in those categories. Is it a sin? Is it annoyance? Is it a preference? Because if it's one of the two latter ones, I don't need to say boo. I need to learn how to not get agitated. And isn't that a blessing? Wouldn't that be a benefit? Now, if it's a sin, different deal. And here's where we can goof it up. Going to be talking about this Sunday. We can goof it up because we are a little bit agitated because of their sin. It caused an inconvenience. It was a disturbance. It was disappointing. Whatever it is, even if you approach somebody in their sin, which you can do if it's ongoing and if it's worth bringing up and other considerations, and if your heart isn't totally right and focused on getting them unstuck from the trap that they are currently entangled in, Galatians 6:1, and being able to do it in a spirit of gentleness, then don't go, because I'm gonna bring up sin with a toed. I'm gonna be like, so, wow, still doing that, are we? Ooh, that is not helpful at all. So I need to remember what I'm doing in this transaction. What is my goal in this? They're sinning. My flesh is sinning. My flesh is sinning. This is bad. This is dangerous. I want better for my mate's walk is got a hindrance. I need to get in there and help in a spirit of gentleness. And I'll only do that when I remember if it is a sin that I'm dealing with and what my goal is. Is it to simply get them to knock it off? It drives me crazy. Or do I want them to love the Lord more and grow in godliness? Consider all of those things, then go or don't go. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Ron. Todd, do humans carry energy or vibes? I hear a lot of talk about
people. Or auras?
Yeah. About people having good energy or bad energy or sending good vibes. Is this biblical at all?
No, it's not biblical, but I think it's, there's not a test. There's not a machine. But don't we all sometimes like sense that? Now, it's not reliable by any means. But sometimes you walk into a room and you go, I sense that it's like really good. You know, everything's good in here. Well, there could be some signs like people are laughing and not shooting at each other. And those types of, you know, how the way that it's decorated, all of that. But I think sometimes, you know, when you're around somebody, do they give off a vibe? Well, I don't think it's, if you, let's just say there's somebody, Jimmy has a vibe, good, bad, or otherwise, that's not the point. Jimmy has a vibe. If you blindfolded me and then put me in a room and sat me next to Jimmy, would I feel the vibe? Nope. I don't think that happens. But I think that we, with our eyes and with our ears, sometimes with our noses, we can receive input that says, this is good. This is positive. I like what's going on here. Is there a vibe that we send off, though? I honestly would say to that, it's possible. Jimmy's going to scold me for this, but he has no right to, because he takes lion's mane. You know, I know that aura stuff is like weird and used for mystical stuff. Chakras and all of that. I get that stuff is like very weird to us in the West. But I don't see a biblical reason why that couldn't be. I just think the human body is staggering in its complexity and in its power. So I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. But could you be able to give off a vibe of some sort? Maybe. I don't see a biblical reason that would say you can't.
No, I think you can tell when people are in a good mood or a bad mood. I mean, in that sense, I think yes.
You're reading it, though. You're not feeling something mystical or electric.
Right.
Now,
right.
But having said that, is it possible that we human beings put out something when we're in a good mood versus a bad? It's possible. Do you just smell things? Like, are there, what are they, like pheromones and those things that you might, is it possible? I'm not opposed to any of that stuff. I just don't want to find myself with a bunch of crystals being induced into some hypnotic state because there's an aura that needs to be discovered and corrected. Oh boy, can't wait for emails for next week. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.